So you know, this Zoom camera, yeah. We need to move so I'm not just smack in the middle, so I'm a little to that side looking out. You understand? This is high tech. So you just move the whole thing. No, just turn it. No, see, no, go back to where you were. You went there. Oh my God. Oh, Krishna. All right. Yeah, okay, that'll do. Now, do the AM. Let's get the focus by putting it on automatic. And there I am, I'm focused. Now, without moving anything except it, put it on M. That's it, you got it. Look at that. You'll become a high-tech camera operator. Sure. Sometimes it's not easy, and that's really true. Okay, well, now we're just trying to get this kind of... What to do? Anyway, I guess that'll do. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Let me move it closer so the microphone will be stronger. All right. Devotees. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachade Shatarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakapa Charubhyas Chakripa Sindhubhya Evacha Padidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So, devotees, we're continuing reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 13, the ecstatic dancing of the Lord at Rathayatra. And we will continue from verse 186. Prabhura Vachane Raja Mane Haila Baya Sarva Boma Kahe Tumi Nakara Samshaya. King Prataparucha became frightened when Lord Chaitanya showed external anger, but Sarva Boma Bhattacharya told the king, "Don't worry." So last week, we were reading of the Lord's dancing and chanting in Rathayatra, and how in the course of the Rathayatra, Lord Chaitanya became overwhelmed with ecstasy and collapsed. And Well, if you remember from the description, Lord Chaitanya was moving around here and there between the different parties and chanting and dancing, and it was incredible. And Lord Nityananda was just behind him. And he had his arms out some of the time because it looked like Lord Chaitanya would fall over, and he did sometimes. But generally, Lord Nityananda was there to catch him. And Advaita Acharya was there also, very close. And he was just going, hurry ball, hurry ball. He was just in ecstasy. But we read last Sunday, how at this point, Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, and other like Kashishvara, who was a personal assistant. He would help Govinda, but he was also a bodyguard. He was also a bodyguard. So, you know, he would help out in these different ways. So Nityananda was not there, Advaita Acharya and these other two personal assistants. And suddenly Lord Chaitanya collapsed in ecstasy. And as it happened, the King Prataparudra, happened to be right there. He happened to be right there. And he grabbed Lord Chaitanya as Lord Chaitanya fell. As he was falling, he caught him from falling completely and lifted him up and, you know, like that. He kind of saved the situation. And Lord Chaitanya, you know, he was fainting or losing consciousness, falling. But now he's been lifted up again, and again he returned to consciousness. And what did he see? He saw, it is the King. And Lord Chaitanya felt, oh no, not him, not one of them. He's one of these aristocrats, pound shillings and pence men, rands and cents men, who's just into material life. And just see, what a shame, I have been sort of compromised by being caught by him, oh Krishna. So as we read right here, Lord Chaitanya externally showed anger. You know, I've noticed one thing. This camera is blocking Ram Govinda Maharaj. So either we move it this way slightly or that way. The whole setup. No, Maharaj, you just... The camera. Either this way, so it blocks you. Okay, that'll do. That'll do. All right. Well, is it all right? It's sort of... Well, you could move slightly that way. Okay. Sorry. All right. Yeah, so Lord Chaitanya showed external anger. And, well, as we're reading in this verse, there's no purport. But as we're reading, King Prataparudra was a bit shocked. I'm sure he'd never been so physically close to Lord Chaitanya, just, you know, a couple of feet from his face. And suddenly Lord Chaitanya displays this anger. So King Prataparudra became frightened. And then Lord Chaitanya sort of moved away, started just moving himself, and moved away. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told King Prataparudra, it's okay, relax. Yeah, It's not what it seems. You don't need to worry too much. So let's carry on, and it all becomes clearer as the time goes on. All right. Tomara upare prabhur, suprasa suprasana mana, tomalakshya kari shikayena nijagana. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya informed the king, the Lord is very satisfied with you. By pointing you out, he was teaching his personal associates how to behave with mundane people. And while we're at it, let us welcome His Grace Swarup Damodar Prabhu back from, not from the dead, but back from the land of quarantine. Sure. Okay. So yes, translation. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya informed the king, the Lord is very satisfied with you. By pointing you out, he was teaching his personal associates how to behave with mundane people who you are not, because you are a devotee, the king. Yeah, but mundane people, people who are actually on the material platform. Well, yes, he's utilizing you to set an example, to teach. But actually at heart, in his heart, he feels differently. So here we have a purport by Srila Prabhupada, short purport. Although outwardly the king was a mundane man, interested in money and women, internally he was purified by devotional activities. He showed this by engaging as a street sweeper to please Lord Jagannath. A person may appear to be a pounds and shillings man, interested in money and women, but if he is actually very meek and humble and surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is not mundane. Such a judgment can be made only by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his very confidential devotees. As a general principle, however, no devotee should intimately mix with mundane people interested in money and women. And I must say, we have had some experience like this. Sri Sri Radha Radhanath Sri Giri Govardhan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. We have had some experience like this. Means we have had some wealthy people, I mean by our standards, wealthy people, for whatever reason, become inspired to get involved in our temple here and in our activities and like that. And of course, generally, we welcome anyone who shows such symptoms, but then, at least, you know, remembering, well, I won't say how many, but remembering one or two, or maybe one, but one or two or three perhaps, that somehow or other after that, after the initial display of inspiration and enthusiasm and some humility, then the sort of their external reality of their money and, you know, being business people, their power controlling some business enterprise, it started coming showing itself. And they actually started trying, one in particular, started trying almost to take over the management of the Hare Krishna movement in South Africa. Yes. You know, we don't have anyone like that now. I could just say, if any of you are watching, because we do have some affluent people who are involved, but to my knowledge, at this stage, none of that sort of person who's involved or who's a devotee, you know, they're not like that. Rather, they're as Maharaj Prataparudra was, as Prabhupada says here. A person may appear to be a pounds and shillings man, interested in money and women, but if he is actually very meek and humble and surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is not mundane. We could add to that little list of things, meek and humble and surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the devotees, particularly the senior devotees who, yeah, anyway, they have responsibilities. They also generally, they have experience, or now as time is going on more and more, they have lots and lots and increasing amounts of experience. And therefore their opinions in terms of what should and shouldn't be done are the best. Yeah. But otherwise, one has to be very careful, because people are what they are. And like in, well, we're going to come across it in Nectar of Devotion in a week or two or a couple of weeks, whatever, something like that. Not right now. In the discussion of bhava, the beginning stages of love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is a phenomenon which is called bhava abhas, which means sort of like, it's like a shadow, somewhere between a shadow and a reflection of actual bhava, that very elevated state of consciousness and feeling that the devotee comes to by the grace of the Lord and the spiritual master, generally only after practicing seriously, really applying themselves for quite some years. And it may even be more than a lifetime, actually. So, but anyway, there's this thing called bhava abhas. And in that phenomenon, what it means is that some person who otherwise was more or less on the mundane platform, the material platform. So such a person, through getting some association, and it may be with like a very advanced devotee, or it may be just with a group of good devotees like that. And who knows, there may be some special circumstances in their life also, but mainly it's the factor of association. Somehow or other, something touches their heart strongly. I mean, doesn't just touch, but really strikes their heart. And some deeper feelings in Krishna consciousness and appreciation of Krishna consciousness and devotees and of Krishna suddenly just comes forward from their hearts. But up to that point in time, they were more or less, you know, pretty mundane. They were not practicing devotees step by step moving forward. They're sort of coming out of more or less materialistic life. Yeah, so something like this happens, and suddenly, the Nectar of Devotion describes, they start showing symptoms which otherwise you would think are only really to be exhibited by advanced devotees. Yes. So, but then what often happens, even we could say usually, but not always, but definitely often happens, is that so now they're blissful devotees and they're involved and they're excited, but then the previous conditioning and maybe even just the previous way of life, they go back to their business, they go back home where the television is playing this and that and other family members are doing the usual mundane things. So then slowly, or however quick, that bhava abhas, it subsides. And they return, you know, they may return completely, but if not completely, they may return to a large extent to just being the sort of person they were before, with some Krishna consciousness. So these things happen. These things happen. And Lord Chaitanya, he was very concerned. Well, he was very concerned not to get caught up with mundane people. He was very concerned about that. Plus, he was also concerned that for the devotees in general, they see him as not being influenced by those people. Not being influenced, and in fact, deliberately avoiding those people, even practically any connection with those people. Yeah. The money and opposite sex people. Yeah, that sort of person. But then again, as you know, is mentioned here and is the case here, in this case, Maharaj Prataparudra, although on the surface he seems like a first-class money and women man, but he wasn't. He was very sincere and meek, humble, and surrendered devotee to the Lord and to the devotees. So we need to be careful, we ourselves, how we interact with such people. From time to time, such people will manifest. It's just the way it is. Some rich, influential person will just get inspired somehow and get involved with us. But then we have to be careful to help them and encourage them, of course, in the most suitable ways and positive ways, but to watch out for their mundane sort of tendencies, the resurfacing of them. And this is actually what happened. This is what happens in many religious traditions. This is what happened in Christianity, actually, that the really serious devotees, like the monks, the priests, those who are just full-time there and they're just trying to give their hearts and their lives and everything. But then it became the state religion, actually. At least when it reached Rome, eventually. There were a few hiccups on the way, but eventually it became literally the state religion. The government took over, and the rich and powerful people took over, and it ceased to be that association of a very sincere and dedicated people. And they got kind of pushed into the background, really into the background. And the popes became kings. Anyway, let's carry on. Avasara jani ami kariba nivedan sekale yai kariha prabhura milana. Savabhoma Bhattacharya continued, I shall submit your petition when there's an opportune moment. It will then be easy for you to come and meet the Lord. Well, we'll see how it evolves as this chapter evolves. It's very interesting how it evolves. But anyway, this is Savabhoma Bhattacharya's idea, because he is very close to the king. He's like an author, to the king and the Lord. He's very close to the Lord. Yeah, the Lord takes him seriously. Tabe Mahaprabhu Rata Pradakshina Kari Ratapache Yai Tele Rate Mata Dia. After circumambulating Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went behind the car and began pushing it with his head. Telite chalila ratha hada hada kari chatur dike lokasabha bale hari hari. As soon as he pushed, the car immediately started to move, making a rattling noise. Yes. The people all around began to chant the holy name of the Lord. Hari, Hari. So this is now Lord Chaitanya. He's recovered from his sort of ecstatic swoon. And he's just gone behind the chariot and leant against it with his head. And the chariot started moving. Wow. Amazing. Tabe Prabhu Nija Bhakta Ganalanga Sange Baladev Subhadra Gay Nrichikari Range. As the car began to move, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his personal associates in front of the cars occupied by Lord Balaram and Subhadra, the goddess of fortune. Greatly inspired, he then began to dance in front of them. So the cars occupied by Balaram and Subhadra, Balaram is the very front one, and Subhadra is the middle one, and Jagannath generally goes in the rear. So then Lord Chaitanya really started to get into it again. Tahanricha kari Jagannatha age aila. Jagannatha deki nritya kari te lagila. After finishing the dance before Lord Baladev and Subhadra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came before Lord Jagannath's car. Upon seeing Lord Jagannath, he began to dance again. Chaliya Aila Ratha Balagandhi Stane Jagannatha Ratha Raki Deke Dahine Vame. When they reached the place called Balagandhi, Lord Jagannath stopped his car and began to look left and right. Vame Viprashasana Narikela Vana Dahine tapushvo dhyana yena vrindavana. On the left side, Lord Jagannath saw a neighborhood of Brahmins and a coconut tree grove. On the right side, he saw nice flower gardens resembling those in the holy place, Vrindavan. So Prabhupada comments, Vipra Shasana is a word generally used in the Orissa province to indicate the quarters where Brahmins live. Now, I'll just read the translations for a few verses. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees were dancing in front of the car, and Lord Jagannath, having stopped the car, watched the dancing. It was customary that food be offered to the Lord at that place. Indeed, innumerable dishes of food were offered, and Lord Jagannath tasted each one of them. All kinds of devotees of Lord Jagannath, from neophytes to the most advanced, offered their best cooked food to the Lord. These devotees included the king. Aha. These devotees included the king, his queens, his ministers and friends, and all other big and small residents of Jagannath Puri. Big and small, I take it, doesn't mean physically. Chota Bada. Anyway, okay. All the visitors who had come from different countries to Jagannath Puri, as well as the local devotees, offered their personally cooked food to the Lord. The devotees offered their food everywhere, in front of the car and behind it, on the two sides, and within the flower garden. Wherever possible, they made their offering to the Lord, for there were no hard and fast rules. That's an interesting idea, isn't it, for our Rath Yatra? That's a really interesting idea. While the food was being offered, a large crowd of people gathered. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped his dancing and went to a nearby garden. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the garden and, immersed in great ecstatic emotion, fell flat on a raised platform there. The Lord was very much fatigued from the hard labor of dancing, and there was perspiration all over his body. He therefore enjoyed the fragrant, cool breeze of the garden. All the devotees who'd been performing Sankirtan came there and took rest under each and every tree. Thus, I have described the great performance of congregational chanting by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he danced in front of Lord Jagannath. Okay. We'll just continue a little bit. Let's see, where are we? All right. In his prayer, known as the Chaitanyashtaka, Srila Rupa Goswami has given a vivid description of the Lord's dancing before the car of Jagannath. So this is one of the verses. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced down the main road in great ecstasy before Lord Jagannath, the master of Neelachala, who was sitting on his car. Overwhelmed by the transcendental bliss of dancing and surrounded by Vaishnavas who sang the holy names, he manifested waves of ecstatic love of Godhead. When will Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again be visible to my vision? Iha ye shune se Sri Chaitanya Paya Sudrida Vishvasa Saha Prema Bhakti Haya. Anyone who hears this description of the car festival will attain Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He will also attain the elevated state by which he will have firm conviction in devotional service and love of Godhead. So this is a blessing. This is a phala stuti, phala or phala stuti, a verse describing the fruit or result of hearing certain verses, certain descriptions. And we note that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he does give these, but he doesn't give them so often. If it's a matter of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he really gives a lot more. He really gives a lot more. His mood is more, boisterous, you might say. Yeah, he's got a certain sort of intensity of character, Vrindavan Das Thakur. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he's also, we definitely shouldn't underestimate him at all. Actually, he's higher. But his descriptions are more, not as boisterous often or usually as those of Vrindavan Das Thakur. And so giving blessings, which usually comes in that sort of mood of excitement and certain type of enthusiasm, he doesn't give so much. But here he gives one. Because this description of the Rath Yatra, it is one of the most amazing, very lengthy and detailed and extremely beautifully presented and extremely intense. So, of course, we definitely don't underestimate at all the blessings of Vrindavan Das Thakur, but we definitely shouldn't underestimate the blessings of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Anyone who hears this description of the Kar festival will attain Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He will also attain the elevated state by which he will have firm conviction in devotional service and love of Godhead. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yara Ash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila 13th chapter, describing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic dancing at Lord Jagannath's Kar festival. Hare Krishna. Maharaj, comment, point you'd like to raise? Microphone. Sorry?
Some of the topics that Vrindavan Das Thakur described elaborately, Krishnadas Kaviraj in the beginning said that you will not understand.
Yes.
Otherwise, the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita will become too much valueless.
Yes. Maharaj has made the point that certain pastimes, because Chaitanya Bhagavata Vrindavan Das Thakur was written before, and in it, Vrindavan Das Thakur describes certain pastimes, not the Rath Yatra, but certain pastimes like the Mahaprakash Leela in great detail, the deliverance of Jagai and Madai, sure. In great detail over some chapters. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami here, when he comes across such pastimes, he makes reference to them, But then he notes that this has been described elaborately by Vrindavan Das Thakur, so I'm just mentioning it, and I will not go into detail. But it's interesting, the Ratha Yatra was not described really. Lord Chaitanya, after Navadweep, after taking sannyas, there's not so much at all in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So Krishnadas Kaviraj has really given a lot of attention to that. Yes, Prabhu. Okay, let's say a couple of words about that. So the question is that we see here how Lord Chaitanya acted with Maharaj Pradaparudra. But when Lord Chaitanya, it was earlier, when Lord Chaitanya was doing his South India tour and he met Ramananda Roy, then he embraced him. First time they met. And even some of the, I think, local Brahmins, it was, yeah, they were thinking, oh, you know, why is this sannyasi, it means Brahmin, elevated Brahmin, embracing this Ramananda Roy, who, even though he was a governor, but he was from a Sudra background, actually, sort of, so to speak. So they were feeling that maybe Lord Chaitanya is doing a thing which is not so good. So what about that? Well, you know, the thing is, I mean, there's a couple of things. One is, Ramananda Roy was the governor. He's not the king. His governor is definitely beneath the king. I mean, it's higher. It's high. It's not ordinary at all. But it's definitely not the king. And the king, you know, to be the king, that's another dimension altogether, compared to being a governor even. The king is really high. Means, in those days, absolute authority over anybody's life or death. Yeah. Couldn't be judged by anyone. So, you know, there is a significant difference in position. That's, you know, it's sort of, I'd say it's a marginal consideration. But in the case of Ramananda Roy, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya knew him well, very well from before. And he gave such a recommendation. Well, maybe before that I should say that Ramananda Roy was a much more advanced devotee than the king. Although the king's very nice, and he's a devotee. He's a good devotee, but he's not on the level of Ramananda Roy as a devotee. Ramananda Roy is on just, you know, other than a handful like the six Goswamis, he's just about one of the most advanced devotees on the planet at the time. I mean, he's right up there with the six Goswamis. And whereas Maharaj Pradaparudra, his position is not that high. Then there's this other point which I just started mentioning, is that Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya gave such a recommendation. You know, you must meet him. And like, you must hear from him. You know, like really take that position. And therefore Lord Chaitanya did. Lord Chaitanya, when they met, he just sat down, more or less, and said, tell me about Krishna. Because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had given such a recommendation that this devotee, he's on a level of realization that you just don't find. Not just like he's a nice devotee, you know, he's trying his best. Oh, look, he sweep the road in front of the chariot. Oh, that's nice. Even though he's a king, you know, the way Ramananda Roy was presented to Lord Chaitanya just wanted to hear from him. And Lord Chaitanya accepted that this is like one of the supermost devotees. And I must just humbly sit and listen. And that's what he did. Lord Chaitanya hardly said anything except, tell me more. It was like that. Yeah. So these are factors at least. And, you know, initially Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya actually felt the king was mundane. Yeah. You know, other different devotees, particularly Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, would tell him, actually, no, he's a nice devotee. But Lord Chaitanya, you know, he was so convinced. He had such a mindset towards the king that even the same Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya couldn't influence him too much. Not like he influenced him about Ramananda Roy. Yeah. So I think all these types of factors are there, considerations. What would you say, Swarup Damodar Prabhu? Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's true. Swarup Damodar Prabhu has added a very nice element, is that Lord Chaitanya's interactions with different devotees, there's a whole transcendental side to these things, to different relationships with different devotees and interacting in different ways. There's a whole transcendental aspect which, you know, is beyond just our ability to just analyze and say, you know, therefore, because it's like this, therefore he did that with one devotee, and because it's like something else, therefore he did something else with another devotee. And that's why I was just saying these are considerations. Yeah. But then, yeah, these are considerations. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.